It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. You might have heard, Facebook is going public today, and we wondered what a bunch of shareholders mean to the rest of us, friending, picture posting, regular Facebook users. We asked a few people in downtown LA for their best guesses.
I think it doesn't have much room to grow. I think it's kind of like a trap. We're waiting for people to go in. So I don't think IPO is not a good option at the moment.
I hope that it going public doesn't mean that they hold back from risk taking and that they have a lot of constraints. I hope that it means that they'll have even more support and resources to really see what the internet and social networking is capable of.
Maybe it'll go the way of MySpace.
That was Hikas Dermingian, Aaron Reynolds, and Tim Durkin. And what do experts think shareholders will mean for our Facebook experience? Deborah Aho Williamson is an analyst at eMarketer.
You could certainly expect Facebook to invest in lots of new products, new services, enhancements, just to make the Facebook experience even better.
Those new Facebook services could be more fully developed by the time we see them. Jennifer Vangrove writes for VentureBeat.
I'm thinking, you know, a new search experience, which has been rumored, a mobile-branded cell phone. These won't be beta products because Facebook's a public company. These will be, you know, products that the consumer can go out and use immediately and should have a very seamless experience.
Facebook's responsibility to shareholders means the company needs to raise money, which could lead to another set of changes. Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET.
They conducted a little test recently in New Zealand to sort of gauge interest from users and companies in whether they'd want to actually pay to promote their status updates to make sure that people saw them. That's probably the worst case scenario, that Facebook would in some way charge you to use it. Most likely you'll see a lot more ads, and the experience will be less about sharing. It's already sort of evolving this way, that the experience is less about you having a personal conversation with the people in your network and more about you recommending restaurants, recommending music, recommending things that other people might be able to buy.
Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET. Sign up to get an email from us every weekday with all the latest developments in tech news. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. Now, the e-nose, an electronic sniffing device small enough to fit on a smartphone that can spot smells and help doctors figure out whether or not you're sick. Heather McKegg is working on this device at the California Institute of Technology, and she says in the future, the e-nose could help your physician diagnose a disease like lung cancer.
It's typically diagnosed at a late stage, very difficult to treat, and detecting it will involve an invasive biopsy. So if you have a patient that's at risk for lung cancer, you could just have this patient exhale into a detector system and get a first-line read of maybe we need to be concerned that this patient should actually have a biopsy.
But don't expect an iPhone-based sniff test at your doctor's office anytime soon. The electronic nose is still too big. Part of McKegg's research involves coming up with a phone-size sniffer. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed-up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.